Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Today, I want to start our conversation with a little bit unexpected question. What is your relationship with a bathroom? More specifically, a toilet. If you are eating a meal right now, I'm sorry for mentioning the word, and please resume listening after you finish your meal. But seriously speaking, throughout my life, the time I have spent in bathrooms has been most significant and impactful. There is something unique about that moment when we sit still just by ourselves. While sitting in the bathroom, sometimes we may get a new idea about our work. Sometimes we may have a new insight into our life. And sometimes we may even get philosophical and think about the purpose of our life. I've been saying we because I'm kind of guessing that it's probably not just me who is having these truly meaningful and interesting experiences in bathrooms. Today's story is about one special moment that I had in a bathroom during my solo trip in Italy several years ago. I hope that you will enjoy the story. Wind on a Butt. One autumn, I was visiting Italy on a solo trip and took a train from Milano to Pisa. It was my first time to take a long-distance train in the country. For the first time in my life, I saw a train with compartments like the one in the movie of Harry Potter series. A long, narrow corridor on one side and many compartments on the other. However, as I continued moving from one car to the next, following the corridor looking for my seat, I came out onto a normal car without compartments. There I found my seat by a huge window. Apparently, compartments were only for the first-class travelers. I was slightly disappointed, but relieved at the same time as I sat down on a familiar seating. The journey was fantastic. I was particularly mesmerized by the towering mountains that I saw as we passed through Genoa. After some time, I felt the need to use the washroom. I walked through the long corridor again, trying to find the nearest washroom. Finally, I found one, and as soon as I got inside, I crouched over what looked like a toilet. The next moment, I felt a most blissful wind on my butt. When I looked down, what I saw was not a usual toilet bowl, but instead a hole. This toilet was directly connected to the outside world. As I watched, I saw green and yellow grasses passing at a high speed underneath me. I could also see the railway tracks. I was fascinated. As I crouched over the hole, looking at the grasses and feeling the fresh wind on my butt, I felt a most amazing sensation in my entire body. I felt free. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. Once you subscribe, you will also get an access to a special poem called Love Letter for You on your rainy day. Something to bring you home on your own rainy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.